Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 26th of September 2016, and this is the 445th Moll Out Loud podcast. Like last Monday, I'm in Hadley's Hotel, which is where the ringers come after ringing, and I've now adopted a spot where I can be before ringing and after my Qigong class on Monday afternoons. There doesn't appear to be any mood music today, and last week, just after I'd been here, a chap from another table came over and started kind of looking at me, or not quite at me, but over my shoulder, and I'm in a corner, so there wasn't much over my shoulder apart from a wall. And then he started looking under the table, and then eventually he said he was looking for a socket after I'd asked him whether he wanted to sit down. And anyway, I recognized his accent, and so I started speaking to him in Swiss German. And he was so surprised he didn't know what I was saying. But we ended up having quite a nice chat, and then he left again. And then a woman came over, and she just sat herself in the seat next to me. And she told me that she was Syrian. But she was this man's wife, and they'd been over in Australia for quite a long time, and she was missing Switzerland, which is where she lived. So I had a really lovely sort of chat about old times and old places and places that I'm familiar with that time, but who knows what will happen this time. As you know, if you heard me on Saturday, I've had a weekend of Qigong, and now I've just had another hour and a half of Qigong as well, so I feel very relaxed and fluid and about 10 inches taller than I was when I was on Friday. And I also found that on Saturday, after I came back, and on Sunday, I'm just thinking, both on Saturday when I came back, I worked a bit more on my murmurs of Moll. And it went without any difficulty. I thought I had a few hours left to write, that it would carry over into Sunday afternoon, but it didn't. I just smoothly went into it, which was rather wonderful. And on Friday, I don't know why I've got Friday on the brain. It's the last kind of known working day, I suppose. On Sunday, when I came back in the early afternoon or mid-afternoon, I just went straight into writing on the novel. And again, there was no difficulty, no resistance. So it made me think a bit, although I thought thinking was probably not the right thing to do around it. When I was down in Signet, where the weekend Qigong was, it's a town, a small town that has been colonized by an alternative culture, if you like, and it's an alternative culture I feel very comfortable with. But I noticed that there was a sign outside the butcher's. I mean, I would think that about 90% of the population is probably vegan, and outside the butcher there was an A board on the pavement, and it said, "Save the council, elect someone who eats bacon and eggs." And I thought, oh gosh, you're one of the last of the old guard here. And it was quite a nice, it wasn't that confrontational, it was funny, it was quite witty, and it made me think of, you know, the way that I confront myself all the time when I take up my writing, that I set myself up with ways that I can do things wrong. And yet, if I allow it, I can dissolve into just doing, just writing in this case, for me. I know it's not really feasible for me to do 2 days of Qigong for every piece of writing I do, but I really want to cultivate this way of getting into this much calmer, letting it happen state, because ultimately it means that I actually also get more work done and I'm calmer about it as well. So that was a lovely weekend, and it's been really lovely just having my writing flow as well. So very lucky, very lucky. I do hope that you had a weekend that was as pleasurable for you in whatever way that you want to work and or want to be, whatever way feeds you into flowing in whatever you do. I hope you've had a good day today, or that you will have one. And I thank you very, very much for listening. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.